This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Got to hurry it up here. Here's Mitchell, gets a look, short, rebound Tucker, and he's fouled with 6.5 left. And a lot of those came at the line, but Rubio hits, 1 second to go, and that's it. The Rockets take a 3-0 series lead, winning it.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
All right, that was your Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week. Thanks to them. We appreciate them. Rockets win, Rockets win. We're going to talk about that with Nate right here on ESPN 97.5. We're just a couple of minutes away here from joining. Yeah, you're going to have to be on that because we're going to be on both. So Lance will take a little break, a couple minutes, just a 2 minute, right? It's a couple minute hit?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
So no big deal. But we were talking during the break. What about Aria and Gendry? Not that we didn't know they were going to hook up.
Well, how do we know that?
How do we know?
What do you mean, not that we didn't know they were going
well,
to?
Well, she always has always liked him.
We didn't know they were going to hook up.
Yes, I mean, we thought some romance was going to occur. I don't know if a lot of people expected Aria Top Crack to show up on the show. I don't know if a lot of people expected that.
First of all, that was like, body double.
Yeah, it was a body double.
Well, either
because
way.
the front was obviously, I think it was because the front was obviously the shot was from mid chest up in the back. It might have been her.
She was wearing something or
like a
bodysuit
or simply, I don't know what you want to call it. What are the things called? A pasty?
Yeah.
Eric has discussed these, at least on our blog. I mean, on our podcast, he discussed in Hollywood. Have you heard all this, John? What they wear?
No, but
This is a quick one. Literally, a marble sack is one thing that it's called, which is exactly what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the pasties. There's different things you get. It's like a tray, and you get to choose which things you'd like to wear if you want to wear one. He said sometimes. Some people don't wear one. He said sometimes things have also happened in real life.
Yes, I would imagine things do happen in real life. And I would imagine – I didn't want to see Aria. You know what? I was glad it was kind of covered up. I don't want – poor little Aria. Yeah. Well, I don't want to see that. Like she's just a little
now,
girl.
I know what you're saying.
It's like looking at Michelle Wee even now. It's like, no, I knew you when you were a little girl.
9 years ago, she was like 12. Now she's a grown woman. It's still weird.
Well, and then guys like Clint Shane, one of our listeners, he put on Twitter – he screen capped where he said Maisie Williams age on a Google search.
All right. Here we go. Nate is with us here on ESPN 97.5.
I was waiting on John for his introduction.
Oh, hello.
To you, Melissa, because
Melissa.
He does the golf introduction.
Hi, Lena.
But you also got to say hello to Lena and Mike and Christiane.
Hey, Mike and Christiane.
There you
hi,
go.
Everybody.
Get them all.
How are you guys?
Now we can do this thing okay. All right. Now, let's talk about the Rockets.
Look at
three. 3-for-20 last night from the line.
Two nights ago. Yeah.
That's right. Two nights ago. But they win the game anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Rockets win this thing. Now, what do we got to look for in terms of how they're going to proceed against Golden State? Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, got to win tonight.
Get this one out of the way. You know, and I think they've proven it. Utah's got to be down because that was a game that they should have won 10 times out of 10. You know, and so they're feeling really bad. They're just, their star isn't playing well. None of them are playing well. Their shooting is just terrible. So they know that they're done now. No team has ever come back from 3-0 in the NBA to win that series. So this is going to be done. And now, you know what? You want to play well. Here's the problem is you're going to have a long layoff. Golden State's going to have a long layoff. You got to go to Golden State for the first two games. You're probably going to be a little rusty. The Rockets are on a roll. If they keep on playing, there's something to be said for that as opposed to sitting sitting and waiting for the series. It might not be the worst thing in the world that they lost this game, if you want to know the truth, so that they play another game and then and not rest all of that time and maybe lose their shot. Because the Rockets have to shoot well if they're going to beat Golden State. They have got to beat them with the threes. They got to play the way that they're not going to win a 98-97 game against Golden State. It just doesn't happen. So you're going to have to outscore those guys. So whether or not it's going to be great for them to get a long rest is arguable.
I just don't want James Harden to have tired legs like it was a couple of years ago in game, whatever it was. It was just horrible. And you don't want that.
0 for 27 last year when they couldn't hit a three.
Yeah, don't want that.
Yeah, you don't. You know, of course, you don't want that. Hey, it's the second round, remember?
Yep.
It's not the third round where you usually face
Western
Golden
Conference
State.
Finals.
So it's it's the second round. I hope nobody's tired for a goal. I don't. You know what I don't want to hear? I was tired. That's why I couldn't play against
Golden
State.
Don't want to hear that. No. And Golden State last night, I believe Durant had 30-plus points last night in the win. They didn't blow the Clippers out. The Clippers played relatively decent basketball.
Yeah, it's not a bad basketball. It's the Rockets West, you know. You got Harrell and you got Pat over there. You got Lou Williams who played here as well.
Right.
So, you know, it's the Rockets West. They're a scrappy little team, but they're not doing anything. So, you know, it's the NBA. You're going to get some teams that don't belong to be. Hey, they're just trying to get through it. It's like the whole Golden State season. Let's just get through this so that we can get to the Rockets and play for something that means something.
There you go. Golden State and the Clippers could possibly wrap up on Wednesday night. The Rockets and Jazz can possibly wrap this thing up tonight. Rockets will have a couple days off, and we'll see what happens if all of this comes to fruition. He's John. I'm Nate. We'll send it back down to Melissa and Lena and Mike and Christiane back at the station.
Y'all should have seen Nate's face while we're talking and they're throwing to him. And he's just looking like he's got that. Somebody's got
to
tweet that up.
I was trying to wait on you with the nice toss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want to be rude. I had to wait because John, I think Lance was talking.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to cut Lance off. And you know, you got Dell in there talking also. We don't want to cut those guys off. It's their show.
Okay, so it's going to be tweeted out. Nate's face when John and Lance are talking about Aria having relations. Okay, and he's being thrown to on the set.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's bound to happen when you're trying to mix radio and TV together.
Yes.
Okay. So
you have to be flexible.
I didn't get my golf talk thing, so we'll have to do that next
9 o'clock.
One more hit at 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And that's on Channel 26. Nate, we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you all the time. All right. 8:11 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance,
now
along
that
with Dell.
Silly TV stuff is over. Let's get back to what's important. I read words or an article about that scene. Not a body double,
a body, but she had something on,
so she was from behind. She said yes, but from the front she said no.
Apparently the director was like, just take your top off, just get this over with. I think there were pasties involved, but
it didn't even look like her back. It didn't look like real skin.
Just take your top off. Let's get this over with. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dell. Would you like a hashtag?
That's what he said, not
would
me.
Would you like a hashtag?
I'm feeling kind of violated right now, Dell.
These are Macy Williams, or Aria's, most people know her, words about the director and how he discussed it. All right, just get your top off. Let's get this over with. He wanted the scene to be quick. Didn't want it to last very long, at least the shooting of it.
You know, it seems like that's how they would go about it, seeing as how every woman has gotten naked in this movie, in this
Except
show.
Except for Sansa.
Sansa's
the only one.
Yeah, and if she's really going to fall in love with the dude she's apparently maybe falling in love with, I don't know how he's going to get that done.
Yeah, what of all of the... What?
Wait, who's she falling in love
with? Theon.
You didn't see the... Yeah, Theon. What?
Have you seen
the
show?
Yeah, that doesn't count. She's not falling in love with you.
Lance, have you missed it? Okay.
She's happy because he saved her from Ramsay Bolton, you dummies.
Who else is she gonna be with?
He doesn't
have a wiener, you dummies.
Neither does a Grey Worm, and that seemed to work
out. Guess what happened there?
None of that makes any sense. I like how they introduced racism into the show yesterday.
Well, have we seen any black people in Westeros until then?
Yeah, Grey Worm.
And what happened with Grey Worm?
They're a Grey Worm. They don't like him either.
How they look at him?
Up there.
He just got there with
like
Yande.
A eunuch. They look at him like a eunuch.
No, that's not what they're
It's the
at.
Opposite of America. Okay, it's up north where nobody likes. Okay.
Well, I don't think
down here it's down south.
I don't know if the South would like him either.
I don't know. I think the North doesn't have the greatest reputation going. Ask Boston.
No, Boston. Okay.
And Philly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's Philly.
I watched Basketball, A Love Story again. The story about Bill Russell in Boston when he first got there.
Yeah, it must all be in the South. Oh. Except people drop deuces in his hotel room, bed.
No, in his house bed. Yeah. And rub it on the walls.
Let's get back to what's important, Melisande. Is she in the top three right now?
No, Melisande. You're combining Melisande.
Whatever. I don't want the evil witch.
Yeah.
Is Melisande in the top three?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean top three?
What kind of question is that?
Well, no, all time in Game of Thrones. There's been some.
Well, you got Roz, the Hua.
Yeah, she's strong.
You got Melisande.
Wait, which one is she? She's not the one.
She's
the one with Tyrion.
He was with
that Joffrey shot with all the arrows.
Not Shay.
I wouldn't put Shay. I wouldn't put Shay in there.
No,
not his longtime Hua. I mean, Roz, who was there in the early couple seasons, and then Joffrey put a couple arrows through her because he's Joffrey. Roz, Melisande.
Right, is Sansa in the top three?
Not that I care to see her naked, because much like Macy Williams, it's...
You don't have to see her naked. You can also use her personality.
I don't know. Khaleesi's highly underrated.
Well, my wife is a huge Sansa fan. She loves Sansa. And she texted me yesterday. She said, Sansa was so good in this. I hadn't seen any. I said, don't tell me anything, because you put me straight through to voicemail anyway. And she just can't wait for... she just can't wait for what's-her-name to get her comeuppance, Khaleesi.
Oh, really?
Well, she kind of got it at the end of the episode.
Kind of got it yesterday.
When she said, what about the North? Khaleesi said, that sounds like a you problem.
Well, apparently it's going to be an everybody problem because Sansa's not giving it up.
Well, and she ain't giving it up to... Oh, she's got a point, though. Oh, you mean your brother and your best friend said that you're Aegon? Okay, I believe that.
Yeah, when you hear it from, you know, the guy who might be taking your throne, you could be a little skeptical.
Yeah, right. Oh, your brother and your best friend. Okay.
He's not my brother. He's a raven. He's not even human anymore.
Bran's going to be playing the bait. You might get your wish. Night King may kill him in the first 15 minutes.
God. Yeah. No.
Although I feel like it's not going to happen.
Okay, we'll see what happens. 8:15, ESPN 97.
I love Bran being used as chum.
7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7. Well, I don't know, Lance. How quickly can he get away?
Not fast. Okay. There's no more Hordor to roll him around in his wheelbarrow.
And you've got the wrong eunuch protecting him. Yeah. I would rather have Grey Worm than Theon being the guy.
I mean, did anything inspire more? Don't worry, I will be here to protect you. The Ironborn. You're not Ironborn. Get out of here.
Yeah. Lance just a hater.
He does.
No, but Reed, come on. You're about to say the same thing, Del.
Okay, Lance, let's see if Lance doesn't pick up on any of the romances.
No, he doesn't.
Who does Brienne like, Lance?
I know. Brienne likes the Kingslayer. He likes Jaime. She likes Jaime, obviously.
He likes Jaime?
No, she likes Jaime.
That's not what you said.
She did transition last night into a sir.
Yeah. No. But you also have the redhead. I don't remember his name, but he's
Tormund.
Like, yeah, I like the fact
Giant Bane.
He suckled from a giant woman's teeth.
Oh, yeah. You mean Giant's Milk?
Yeah, Giant's Milk.
I'm sorry. Giant's Milk is also what Barry Bonds had that made him hit a bunch of home runs. He just had Giant's Milk. That's all that was.
Yeah. I don't know. Who's stronger, Barry Bonds or Tormund?
I don't want any Twitter jokes about J.J. Watt and Giant's Milk. I don't need it.
Mm-mm.
I don't need any of those jokes. J.J. flips tires and does box jumps. That's it.
8:16, ESPN 97.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. Last week we saw Joey Votto pop out to first base for the first time in his career. 6,800 at-bats, right? And the first time in his career that he popped out to first base. 1,338 at-bats yesterday. Finally, Joey Gallo got a sacrifice fly. He's been in the league for 5 years. Zero sacrifice flies. Is that amazing?
I don't. For some reason, that's not as mind-boggling to me. Maybe it should be. It just doesn't blow my mind like everyone else. I think, yeah, that's, you know, that's like less than 3 full years of at-bats. I guess you should at some point, but I don't know. For whatever reason, it's not this staggering thing to me.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, you could get 600 bats in a year, so 1,200, yeah.
Yeah.
He's missed time. He had 17 at-bats 1 year because of injury. But I don't know, 1,300 at-bats and one sack fly? I guess 6,800 at-bats and one pop-out to first is more amazing.
He called for the ball, so it's obviously a big deal to him as kind of a joke. Obviously, it was a big deal in that locker. You saw how people were laughing. And so obviously, it was a statistical anomaly that the team paid attention to.
Well, yeah.
ESPN had a whole feature on it, and they – it's probably going to be on First Word and Super Take and Takes R Us and all their shows. So I guess it's a big deal. I just saw it and I was like, oh, cool. But was that Aria or not? Like, that's what's on my mind. Was that really Aria from behind or not?
Yeah.
That mattered more to me than Joey Votto or Gallo or you know, whoever's fly balls and foul balls. I don't care about dumb stuff like that.
Well, I don't know which is more amazing. Did you hear the stat last week or the end of the season? What was it? Was it Dwayne Wade's, like, it was the second to last or third to last game? He had a triple-double. How many career triple-doubles does Dwayne Wade have?
He had a triple-double in his final game.
Was it the final game?
I believe.
How many was it?
How many? Well, you take a guess. How many triple-doubles in his career?
15.
I'm going to say like 7.
5.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Amazing.
He was only a point guard and really he's been a primary ball handler for quite a bit of his career.
Yeah.
But never
as much as he has the ball in his hands?
Yeah, but he was a score first type guy. James is too, but.
Ball hug.
Russell Westbrook won't even averaged. Make
the Hall of Fame.
Westbrook averaged like it over 82 games.
Yeah, it's just wasn't really part of ever his game. I think in the 08-09 season, he might have averaged over 7, but it wasn't ever really his deal.
Well, he's no Westbrook, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a 3-time champion.
Yeah, just champion, not a complete lunatic.
Yeah, okay, that's great, but he's not.
You can't win with Russell Westbrook.
Does he average a triple-double? No.
Just can we say this now? You can't win a championship with Russell Westbrook.
Well, the question was asked by an NBA Twitter guy, writer Matt Moore for CBS. HP Basketball, I think, is the Twitter handle. He just threw it out there for Thunder fans. What would you like from Russell Westbrook? Because they have watched this for multiple years now, and a lot of them said, we wish Russ would realize he's not 2017 Russ anymore. Like, you know, when he was the best player in the world, allegedly. Harden Rocket fans would disagree on that one. Have him realize he's not that guy. There was a long line of things like, just because you make 1-3 doesn't mean the next time down the floor you should take another one.
Stop getting into
one-on-one battles with guys who are better shooters than you. They had all these things.
Is there any background that shows that Russell Westbrook has – you can look at – okay, so we've got James in Houston. You can point to, okay, James added a floater to his game here. He altered his step back and changed his step back here. He's done – like, most players will grow, and you can pick out sometimes small, sometimes big things that they change and alter with their game. We saw it. You know, obviously Jordan changed his game a lot as he got older. I don't see any changes to who Russell Westbrook is as a player. I think he's unaware. I don't think he's self-aware as a player. And the second thing is, I think he just goes out there, hits the accelerator, and that's what his basketball is. Just hit the accelerator, go as fast as I can. I don't think there's a cerebral approach that has been taken in the least bit with his game. I don't see any changes, and I don't see any basketball IQ that really jumps off the page at him. Wildly talented and ridiculously explosive, but I don't see a smart player, and I don't see a guy who thinks about his craft and makes alterations to his game at all.
I mean, I think he's added a post game. Now, it's not something you're going to see a lot because point guards just don't do that very much. But, I mean, it's part of his rock the baby meme, I guess you want to call it, celebration. He'll take smaller guards because he's a relatively big point guard down there. I mean, it's not a consistent thing because Russ does love the mid-range jumper, and as we found out here in Houston, one of the more inefficient shots in basketball is if you're at least if you play or run the Rockets. But he is one tempo most of the time, and it's the pull that pull-up mid-range jumper, the heat check three, and he does add the he's add the post game, but it's not something he features all the time or a lot. He is what he is at this point, and Thunder fans have are growing tired of it.
The rock the baby thing. Stop. Stop already.
And Dame was like
your ass handed to you.
And well, he did. He does it all the time, but he did it after quite a bit after Game Three in the game that they won. And Dame was like, "I mean, yeah. I guess, but you're shooting fadeaway jumpers. Are you really putting a baby to sleep when you're getting the post and shooting a fadeaway? That's not overpowering anyone." And then Dame went on to have another big third quarter. And now Portland's up 3-1.
Okay, so all NBA first team guards, Harden and Curry.
I mean, the numbers are there for Curry, but I wouldn't be surprised if people go Dame. But I mean, Curry's numbers are still great.
Okay, Curry or Dame? So Dame or Curry in the Harden. on team two?
Yeah, and, probably.
And with who?
At guard,
Kyrie averaged 24 a game.
It's not going to be Kyrie.
Kemba
Simmons. He'd be a sneaky. I don't think it'll be Kemba, but he'd be the sneaky selection.
Booker averaged 26.6.
Booker averaged a ton. Booker was the one I was thinking of, but for such a terrible team,
yeah, it's really hard. Somebody's got to score, right? Clay, Russ. I mean, Russ might be third team, averaging a triple-double.
It might be Clay. It might be Splash Brothers number two. But if that's the case, then it's Kemba Walker's going to be in there for
Kemba
sure.
Kemba Walker's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal might be in there, and Devin Booker might be in there. Is there a chance Russ doesn't make the top three teams?
Like there's James a chance. Didn't? James didn't make – yeah, James there's didn't? A chance.
It would be surprising if they take two – I know they had – good years, two guys who were far out of the playoffs over Russ. I know he didn't shoot the ball well, but average another triple-double. I think people default to that over two guys whose teams stink.
Who is first team forwards? This is tough.
Durant and Giannis.
It's Giannis.
What about Paul George?
Nope. Paul George gets second team with LeBron.
Well, if he's in the MVP conversation.
LeBron, really? What about Kawhi?
Oh, yeah, it should be Kawhi, and then LeBron third. But I don't.
You're
the voters are not going to.
You're going to put, and oh, by the way, Anthony Davis is also a power forward.
Anthony Davis, he didn't make any teams. That guy didn't play the last month and a half of basketball. You don't get on a team. He didn't have a team. Who's his team designation? Looney Tunes?
Embiid, I guess, is the center.
Yep.
I guess. Carl Anthony is the second team. LaMarcus.
Who had a year and no one's paying attention because yeah. He plays for the Spurs, but he was really good this year.
He was really
and
good.
He's just a plain Jane player anyway. He's Canadian. No one cares.
He took the Rockets lunch. Show some respect.
That was years ago.
Yeah.
He's just a Canadian now.
What? No, he's an... I don't know. He's not all NBA first team, but he's got a real shot to make one of the teams.
Great. At center. Nobody cares about centers anymore.
You're being a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. You were disrespectful to centers.
The Joker's got to be in there. The Joker's getting
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Joker's. Joker's first yeah. team, no?
Is Aldridge yeah, considered Joker. A center or a power forward?
He's a pivot. That's the same thing.
No, I think he's a center. Joker's got to be first team.
Joker's
Embiid
first
team. Second.
Yep, it should be.
And then
Clint Capella.
That's yeah. not going to happen.
Relax, Thundersticks.
Yeah. Warriors.
Well, we're going to play that quite a bit.
We're going to play that like. The entire week right here on ESPN 97.5.
Do the Rockets get the sweep? Are they at it tonight?
Tonight. Yeah. Now it's every other day.
Okay, so what do you think? Is it when we come back, we'll talk about that. Let me tell you right now about my friends over at Men's Tee Clinic. I went in on Saturday before I went out of town. I was playing poker at Prime on Friday, so went in on Saturday and got the results about the blood levels. And they said you're doing good here. Actually, I got really favorable report. But that's one of the things they do is what they did do was the provider decided to up my dosage of very small fit because they wanted. They said, "Look, we could get your number a little bit higher. We think you'd benefit more from that." And that's what is so great about Men's T Clinic. Yes, it's the initial process of going in and finding out if you've got low testosterone or not, and if you are, they really get to help fine tune you so that you get back to being the real you and living your best life. And that includes better metabolism, lean muscle mass, mental acuity, libido, your drive at work, your ability to just go out and live life instead of being a couch potato. All these things can be affected. But the great thing is when the provider sees you, they will make sure and fine-tune your dosages or what they're doing to make sure that you're at your optimal levels. They work with the insurance companies to get as much of it covered as possible, and some insurance companies cover the whole thing. And yes, you are going to find that your testosterone levels being at the right levels brings you to your best life. And it is that simple. Four locations in the Houston area, Heights, Pearland, and Pasadena, and Cypress. Check out the website, menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, this is interesting. Now, this is how it's written, okay? So it shall be written, so it shall be said. Celebrate 25 years of doggy style with Snoop Dogg Thursday, April 25th at Smart Financial Center. Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D present the Snoop Dogg and Friends Tour featuring Warren G, G-Funk, and the Dog Pound. Find out more information and get your tickets at LiveNation.com.
Shout out to RIP to Nate Dogg, though.
Nate Dogg?
RIP to Nate Dogg, yeah. Warren G.
Nate
will
Griffin?
Be on the...
He's alive. He's in the other room.
No, not Nate Griffin.
Oh. Not Nate Griffin.
He's my Nate Dogg.
Have you ever called him Nate Dogg?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. What up, Nate Dogg?
Nope, don't do it.
No, that's not how it goes.
That's exactly how it goes. When I woke up one day, I was woke.
No, that's not how it goes either. You don't wake up one day and find the nearest black guy named Nate and call him Nate Dogg.
What
that doesn't make you woke.
What up, my Nate Dogg?
Oh, my God. Oh. I just got scared. I just got so scared.
What is going on?
I just got so scared for about 1.3 seconds.
Oh, no.
Oh, baby Jesus. Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
It's the day after Resurrection Day, John.
It is.
Oh, my
God. Right.
My mom caught me with that. I was like, Happy Easter. She was like, Happy Resurrection Day.
She hit you.
Because Christians are taking it back from the secular world. Because Easter's become a very secular holiday.
I know. It's about bunnies and eggs, Easter eggs. No.
It's Resurrection
It's about
Day.
The resurrection of our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Christmas has already been stolen.
Yeah. By every retailer. Okay.
Yeah, Christmas already got stolen.
Yeah. No, sorry. This is about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, right, Del?
That's what my mom used.
Well, yes.
To wake you up. Subtle.
So you'd be woke.
To inform me.
And playoff basketball.
Well, yeah, it's a Sunday in April. It's playoff basketball.
And draft rumors.
Kyler Murray, no longer Cardinal.
Kyler Murray. So in case you missed it, Pete Prisco. And I've noticed that it's not catching fire on mainstream media in terms of the ESPNs of the world. That's not... So on a video, Pete Prisco, who is a longtime football guy, beat writer like John McClain of Jacksonville, basically. Pete Prisco, but he's also on CBS Sports. And Pete Prisco came out and said he is hearing that the Cardinals are no longer in the Kyler Murray market and that that was something that the owner wanted, and they wanted to gauge the interest of the fan base, and they got a lukewarm response, and so now they may move on from that. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or not.
We don't know if anything is accurate this time.
I know. Yeah, this is for this to come out this late, it is a little bit puzzling. And it is definitely raises a red flag. And Pete Prisco is a guy who's typically pretty dialed into NFL stuff. So I think that's pretty, I think that's pretty interesting. I don't know who a first pick would be. I don't know if Arizona is trying to exhaust all options now and saying, okay, we're not taking Kyler Murray, thinking that will expedite phone calls to maybe trade out of the pick for somebody who wants, I don't know, Nick Bosa, I guess, maybe who wants Kyler Murray. Maybe they think number four wants him. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. And maybe they're just trying to see if they can. Maybe they don't. They would rather trade than draft Kyler Murray. Maybe that's maybe they haven't loved his dad during the process, or maybe they haven't felt good about Murray during the interview process. I don't know. But that was an interesting curveball to be thrown out right on a Sunday before we hit draft week. So it's, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it, to be honest with you.
It's going
to
blow up in his face if they do draft Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go out on a limb, though. But
well, if that's what he's hearing, he can push it out. But you do have to be very discerning with the information you get from people right now. And it's not easy.
It's all smoke. It might have been smoke from the very beginning. We have no idea. No idea. I don't know why. But okay, so your thoughts, if Arizona takes Nick Bosa number one, did they miss a huge opportunity here?
Well, I think potentially. I think Nick Bosa, to me, is a solid football player. I don't think he's going to be a great pass rusher. I think he'll be one of those guys who might get to double digits once or twice in his career, but he's probably going to live around the, you know, 8 to 9.5 sack mark, which is fine. Some people would say, oh, yeah, you mean like Jadeveon Clowney? Okay, fair enough. But I do think that Nick Bosa is a solid football player. I don't think he's good as good as Joey, and I don't think he's a great edge rusher. I think that his value may be rushing from inside, where he can use his you know, I don't want to say quickness, but he'd be quick against a guard, and he's strong inside, and he's got good hands. So Kyler Murray, for me, is a 6.25 quarterback. That means I think he has a chance to be a really good quarterback. I don't have him as one of the top 10 players in this year's draft. I think I've got him just outside of that, or right around 10. So that's good. I mean, it's still a pretty good grade, but I like him the best out of the quarterbacks in this draft. Once again, I'm going to say this again. Daniel Jones is going to end up being the second quarterback drafted. I think it's going to be Kyler first, Daniel Jones second, and I don't know who goes third.
Wow. So
might be Locke, might be Haskins.
Wow. You think Daniel Jones is moving up that fast?
It's the Giants like him.
Yeah.
It's the Giants who like him. And plus
six or 17?
I've heard maybe six.
Really?
Their fan base will lose their mind if they take him at six. Their fan base is going to lose.
It doesn't matter. If you love him and he's going to be the guy for your future, then take him.
That's what Daniel Jeremiah says. That, you know, if you like him, then take him there. But I think he's a second-round quarterback at best. I think he's not going to be a big-time quarterback in the NFL.
Really?
And why would you draft a guy sixth if he's not going to be big time?
Well, they think differently than you do. Then
maybe
obviously.
Maybe they do. Yeah. Maybe they do.
Well, if they like him at six, they obviously do.
Yeah, if they take him at six, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, what don't you like about him?
I think he has. I question his leadership skills. First of all, his production's been average. I think from a leadership standpoint, I don't think he's a guy that's going to rally an NFL team. He's a wet blanket personality type of guy. His arm was below average arm. I like all the mechanics are fantastic. They're great. I think he's played in a college and pro style passing game, which benefits him. But when I watch him on tape, I didn't see anything special. I didn't see great. I saw good accuracy. I didn't see great accuracy deep. I saw a guy who throws with some anticipation, but he's definitely not special. He does have good mobility. I saw solid second rounder. I didn't see – there was nothing when I finished the tape that made me excited at all. Nothing. And there are things that I like more from Drew Lock, from Kyler Murray, and Haskins. I could get excited about certain elements of their game. There was nothing I got excited about with Daniel Jones. And I've looked at Mariota, Jameis, obviously Goff, and Carson Wentz. I all had higher grades. I mean, I've had a lot of quarterbacks with higher grades than Daniel Jones. Now, I had a higher grade on Daniel Jones than I had initially on Pat Mahomes, so maybe that tells you how low I was on Pat Mahomes because I got too excited. I got too down on him for being kind of a gunslinger. And when a gunslinger is harnessed by a good coach and a good offense, you see what can happen. I mean, he's still a gunslinger. That hadn't changed for Mahomes, but he's kind of special. I just don't see anything special about Daniel Jones.
I think the thing about him is he had guys just running free. Goodness gracious. I mean, as fast as Hill is, when Kareem was there, and it just seems like he's got weapons that and Kelce. I mean, not taking nothing away from what he did last year, but a lot of it was, you know, he throws it and the dude's, you know, running 2 or 3 yards ahead of his guy. So I mean, that helps a ton. I mean, that's why, you know, you just can't have enough weapons, and I think that's why. I know it's scary with Baker and 1 year in and everything else, but the weapons that he has this year, I can see him having a huge, it makes a huge difference for a quarterback. First of all, getting a little bit of some decent protection, and secondly, having guys that are running free. I mean, you don't have to be pinpoint. You can be a hair off and still, you know, get that completion down the field. I really like what Baker's going to do this. I might take him in our draft. You know, I took Deshaun in the first round last year.
That's right. You firing on Baker now?
I'm going to fire on Baker.
Okay. Yeah. If Alonzo were to leave Cleveland, would you still be Team Cleveland?
No. Why would I be Team Cleveland? They suck.
You're like my kids and my dad. Mm-hmm. My kids are all in on Arizona Cardinals. Now they're out. As soon as Grandpa's gone, they were out.
Yeah.
They were done.
Yeah.
Therefore, Snacks is a Colt fan.
Well, how am I going
to
get
Alec? And he almost got in a fight with his brothers, who said, "You can't be a fan of the Colts." They're ready to fight him.
Did you see me wearing my Brown sweatshirt on Friday? Yeah,
I know. I saw you. I saw you front running, yeah. Gravy training. I saw you, LeBron fan.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm a big Browns fan. I've been for years a big Browns fan. These 2 years, 8:46 ESPN 97.5, because they're going to be champions. And you can be a champion, too. All you got to do is go to 1560energy.com. It is ridiculous to pay more. Why would you want to pay more for your electricity? You can't see it, can't touch it, can't taste it, can't ride in it, can't do anything. It's just there. So why would you want to pay more for your electricity? They got a better rate. Whatever. Whatevs. Guess what? A better rate doesn't mean that you're going to pay less. A better rate means they're going to charge you more fees. That's what they're going to do. Please go to 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com. 281-653-5090, promo code 1560. It's going to start to get hot now. You're going to have your air conditioning on all day long. You got to have a better price. 1560energy.com.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:51, ESPN 97.5. Did you get that, though? Can you get that?
Oh, sorry. I was running.
I put a good soundbite from James on a rundown. It's really good. And it was true. He's gonna talk about, man, look up. I got no field goals, and we're only down by two. What? They're in trouble. So we'll hear from James in just a second. But the is there anything to? Do you want the Rockets to sit for a week and wait?
I don't care. Whatever keeps Chris Paul the healthiest, that's fine.
It's not like he can't stub his toe crossing the street on the curb.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't like getting it. I think that way too much is made of this stuff. You know, I would much rather have a team rested than not rested. It's not even close to me. at the end of an 82-game series or season where James Harden has carried such a substantial workload, I don't think additional time off to rest and recuperate is a bad thing. And it just allows people to hyper-focus on, well, if you're not in a rhythm and if you get out of a rhythm, I would rather have you not tired and fatigued. And the Rockets have a couple – they have some guys with some injury histories. So the fewer the games in between or the more the games in between, the better. I don't, maybe not the better, but it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I don't know that it's going to be the better. I'm not sure that it's going to be the better.
Because once a series starts, it's going to be what it is anyway, how it's scheduled anyway.
Right. There's nothing you can do about it. However,
if you're so fragile, you have to – if your game is so fragile, John, that two extra days off shuts your whole series down, then you weren't very good.
You don't have any – once you have a 4 or 5 days off through the whole regular season, and that's the All-Star break, and some guys don't have – you know, they don't even have that. So there is at no time, I mean, you do get, you can, there's a possibility because practice, you can practice as hard as you want. It ain't the same as game speed and it isn't the same pressure, especially in the playoffs, and it isn't against Golden State. So, I mean, you can simulate all you want. You can simulate, hitting baseballs. I remember when the Rockies played the Red Sox, they were on one of the great postseason. I mean, I think they had won 21 of 22 games or something ridiculous when the Rockies got there. And they had to wait a week for the Red Sox to get there, and they just they couldn't do anything. They couldn't hit. And, yeah, the Rockets depend so much on their jumper, on their three-point shooting, that you could get out of rhythm.
I just don't think you do get out of rhythm whenever you take two extra days of rest.
They could wait a week. This could be a week.
That's what I'm saying is we've seen already they have had 3 days of rest in between, and they've responded just fine. They've responded just fine, and they've responded great after the All-Star break. They played their best basketball since the All-Star break. I just think this is just something to hyper-focus on. The same way people would – maybe it's not a good thing that this team won the division and they don't play wild card week. They have to take a week off. What? When is it ever a bad thing after a long season to get some rest?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you when it's a bad thing is when you rest in week 17, then you rest again in wild card week, and so you haven't played, your guys haven't played for 3 weeks. And there's a chance that you do get, and we've seen some teams get out of rhythm that way.
Not very often, though. I think that's the examples of people. I haven't heard many examples.
Well, that's how a 6 seed gets to the... That's how a 6 seed gets to the Super Bowl, or a 5 seed. And it happens.
How? A 5 seed gets there from playing good football.
Right. And the 6 seed, too. Pittsburgh got there as a 6 seed.
When you get there,
you're
usually better than your seeding, and you're also playing good football. It has nothing to do with the other team. Like, well, now they're out of a rhythm. When the game starts, you're playing. And same thing with basketball. The Rockets, usually 3 days is a ton to be off in pro basketball. And I haven't seen the Rockets, I haven't really seen it affect the Rockets.
It didn't affect them against Utah because Utah couldn't take advantage of it. It certainly affected Utah. They couldn't shoot straight.
Yeah, I just think it's a big mistake to just assume everyone's shooting woes is because they're getting too much rest. If we have less rest, the play is better. Since when? When back-to-back, it's been proven that back-to-back is not a good scenario for you. And I'm not saying that you'd be back-to-back in the playoffs. I'm just – we've got an older team in Houston with guys who are injury-prone. Two guys who are injury-prone. I like them having days to recover Chris Paul and for Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon's another one that we need to keep healthy. I have anything to do with it. But they need those guys healthy. And I'd rather them – I don't have problems with them getting a little extra. Because once the playoffs start, once the second round starts, it's on. There's not going to be any other rest.
Right. Well, Matthew says, to that rhythm point, Harden hasn't had a break. Should have still been in rhythm Saturday, but he did have a couple of days. Well, whatever. He shot really well. Wait a minute. So he was in rhythm. Now he's not in rhythm
had a bad day.
He had a bad day.
That's all it is.
Right.
But maybe he had too much rest between Wednesday and Sunday,
right.
Thursday, Friday.
Well, no, I can certainly see how though a player with a week off, when you don't get a week off the whole season, I could see how they could get out of rhythm. I could.
I don't see a whole team, and I don't see it lasting. A game, okay. a season? I mean, the rest of the playoffs?
No,
that's ridiculous.
Hey, listen, the other teams, and they're gonna have a rest as well. Yeah. Golden State, and they depend on jumpers too. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. If you'll give it to me. If the final score is 79-77, you will give me that the two teams, okay. Had,
I will tell you that somebody shot really, the two teams shot really poorly.
Right, because they were out of rhythm.
Okay. I don't know if it has to do with rhythm or not.
If the Rockets Warriors game one finishes 79-77, you'll give me that, won't you?
So if a guy misses a tournament in golf, if he doesn't play, if he skips a tournament, does he fall apart the very next week?
No, not a tournament, but why is he out of rhythm? It certainly does hurt if you spend if you take a month off.
That's not what we're talking about with basketball, though.
That's like a month off.
No, they have that. They have it. It's called All-Star break, and the Rockets came back fine.
Actually, they lost to the Lakers in the first game.
Well, they were killing the Lakers. They screwed up in the fourth quarter. What does that have to do with rhythm?
That's rhythm.
No, okay. It's not rhythm. It's a bad fourth. It's just called – that's some stuff the Rockets do.
No, I'm sorry, but that's exactly what it was. They lost to the Lakers – and a crappy team. They lost to a crappy team, and it was all because they were off rhythm. And then they went on a roll because they got their rhythm back.
Ah, good.
Okay. You got that, Jamestown? We'll do it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I got to talk about 4hymns.com. 4hymns.com/John5. If you're looking for a great way to, if you're having issues, okay, in the boudoir, in the bedroom, you have some issues. You are not able to perform the way that you have in the past. It's simple. Go to 4hymns.com/John5. Get the help that you need. And listen, it's 2019. You don't have to be ashamed. Who cares? You know, what you'd be ashamed of is if you can't perform. Okay, that is certainly more shaming than having to take a pill. And listen, this is such a great way for you to not have to worry about it. Don't take all the doubt out of it. Go to 4hymns.com/John5. While supplies last, you talk to a doctor. He has to approve. It happens all the time, but you do it all online. And it costs $5. The first month is $5. So that is so simple when it could cost you hundreds, literally hundreds, to go to a doctor and get the name brand that you would have to pay for. This is a generic equivalent. At 4hymns.com/John5, 4hymns.com/John5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.